Now, whatever about the politics of who knew what and when about the Israeli military's decision to announce daily pauses in fighting in the area from the Kerem Shalom crossing in Gaza, will it help increase the volume and speed of delivery of aid safely to Palestinians coping with an ever-escalating humanitarian crisis? In the face of what appeared to be criticism to the move from Benjamin Netanyahu's office, the military clarified that what they called normal operations would continue in Rafah, where eight soldiers were killed on Saturday. Among the charities on the ground in Rafah is Aid Action Palestine. Its country director is Jamil Soalma, who runs their operation from the West Bank. Jamil, good morning. How do you and Aid Action interpret this mixed messaging from the military and the Prime Minister's office about these pauses to enable aid to be delivered?
Good morning, Mary. Good morning, Ireland. So honestly, there has been a lot of conflicting news in relation to these humanitarian pauses, or the so-called tactical pauses by the Israeli army. And this adds to the ambiguity of the overall humanitarian operations in Gaza. Unfortunately, these humanitarian pauses or tactical pauses, they don't provide the space needed to respond to the massive amount of humanitarian needs in Gaza. However, you know, we welcome any sort of humanitarian pauses to be able to operate in Gaza and respond to the needs there. But the fact of the matter is, you know, we've been hearing a lot of conflicting news in relation to these humanitarian pauses, where the Israeli army have announced these pauses, and a short while after the Mr. Netanyahu's office have announced that they have not actually recognized these pauses and they have not been informed. Which definitely creates a situation of unclarity and increasing the difficulty of delivering aid to the much needed internally displaced people in Gaza. So in fact, this complicates things more. And what we need in fact is a permanent and sustainable ceasefire to be able to respond to the scale of need within the starving population of Gaza.
The key question for the moment is, today, tomorrow, and in the days ahead, can you and other aid agencies in the United Nations get more aid into the people who need it?
Of course, that is doable, since we've seen a lot of large amounts of aid being piled up at the border crossings of Gaza, at the land border crossing in particular. However, within the complexity of the current security situation and access complications, aid agencies, including ActionAid and international agencies and the UN, are not able to actually deliver the amounts needed. So this is, in fact, it complicates the situation more. There is a lot of aid being piled up now at the border crossings, especially at Kerem Shalom crossing. And the security situation in Gaza is always challenging for aid agencies to be able to operate and to transport the aid into Gaza and do the distribution of that due to multiple challenges. One of them is access restriction. The second challenge is the road conditions, which are completely destroyed. And the third one, which is the fuel crisis inside Gaza, which is definitely impacting all aspects of humanitarian operations. In addition, also to the provision of medical services in Gaza. Fuel is currently, a major crisis in Gaza.
And you know that the Israeli military body, this is COGAT, that oversees aid distribution in Gaza, they will say that, and they will blame the UN for cargoes stacking up on the Gaza side of Kerem Shalom. They're saying the agencies, they have fundamental logistical problems that they have not fixed. They have a lack of trucks. Can you speak to that?
To be honest with you, when we see that large scale of humanitarian needs in Gaza, of course there's going to be a huge volume of aid trying to come into Gaza. We have seen that all actors in Gaza, including the United Nations, international agencies, have stepped up their operations inside Gaza to be able to transport and distribute these goods. We have seen these operations working properly during the first humanitarian truce earlier in this war, where we've seen all of the organizations have managed actually to accommodate the large amount of aid in terms of transporting and distribution. So the barrier here to aid the transportation and distribution is the ongoing military operation and the fact that there is no place safe and there is no one safe in Gaza, which also imposes security concerns for the operations and the personnel as well.
Jamil Soalma, thank you very much indeed this morning.